I just realized I've been spelling your name wrong for a while. Or did she spell it wrong?
Yeah,
I thought so.
Was okay. What, with an I? Yeah. I've been spelling it wrong this whole time. I have to change my contact on my phone.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Some of the ones that we had tabled here, if you want to look at the map or the video again, we can. Okay. That will be up to you all.
The first three, is that there behind off E 76?
No. Down Jefferson.
This is down Jefferson.
Ford.
Okay. Okay.
The first two are the ones that were tabled. I don't have a problem with them now. The one grist mill, we've got a turnaround established for now. The landowner's willing to give right away. And the other one, Fisher Springs, they've got the road down towards the end of it that connects to it all, and it has a turnaround, but that's a new petition. I'll do it separate.
The Fisher Springs Road is?
Kathy, can you pull that up?
The Moberly's the new one.
The Moberly's the new petition one.
And Fisher Springs, the one you presented before. And we
right.
Just way out
and it would connect to Moberly to where you would have a turnaround.
Is any of these the ones that we didn't want to finish the road through because of the developer not?
No, he did that.
Okay,
that,
so
that's most
that's
of
part
it.
Of it. Okay. So you're happy with all of them?
All three of those I am, but do you have to do them separately? Or?
No, I can make a motion to move to bring into the county road system Fisher Spring Road, Grist Mill Road, and Moberly Mill Road.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next two, Round Hill and Shadow Lake Drive, been to many property owner association meetings trying to get something figured out, and they wanted us to purchase the right-of-way. And no, you get your property owners association to do it, so they haven't came to an agreement with the landowners. So
you recommend to table, do you recommend to deny?
I recommend to deny and let them repetition it if they get a turnaround.
Where's this at exactly? Is this the one down
That's
Sycamore
off
Church
of,
Road?
Sycamore Church Road.
Where they wanted us to turn around in the driveway?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Move to deny Round Hill and Shadow Lake Drive road petitions.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Timber Ridge is one off of Isle Colony. We could go in and do everything we need to do, but controlling the water, we could get the water into a pipe and already talk to the landowners. They don't have an issue with running a ditch behind their house and beside their house.
Is that the one you and I went down and talked to all the landowners?
Yes.
Okay.
But Poverty Gulch, a public road, not a county road, behind it, all the water would go down there and gut the road, essentially, and we couldn't do anything about it. They are currently in the process of doing a petition on that road, so I would recommend not taking that until they petition that road.
Do you want us just to table, or do you want us to make a motion contingent upon? Probably just table it.
I just table it.
Table it, yeah.
That's the one, guys, that mm-hmm. was it the county surveyor a long time ago put a
yes.
jagged, you know, kind
yes.
of made a so then the property owner didn't want the road to go into hit, so that's all being cleaned up and everybody's getting along?
They're all getting along now and going to get that straightened up so everything should be good to go.
Because that road needs to be taken in, does it not?
Yes.
Okay. Move to table, Timber Ridge Circle.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next one is a new one off of Grand Park. We had just took in the one that connects to it. A gravel road, what is it, Cedar?
Do you have
Cedar
it
View,
up
or, I think it is. Can you bring that up on map, Kathy?
She said it's not working.
It's not working. It's not coming up.
The Hillcrest, you turn off of Graham Clark on the crest view, and it will be the first gravel road on the right. It is a through road currently maintained by Oakmont. It needs very little work. The ditches are all operational, the culverts. It could use some greater work to grade it and add a little bit more aggregate to get the correct crown in it.
Is this the one right there that goes up into McMean?
No.
It goes this way and it comes up?
Can't get to work yet.
Yeah. Oak Crest goes all the way through?
Yeah.
Because it goes up and around? Yeah, okay. And then back down.
It has. But again, it has very little grade on the road. There's currently 12 homes on it.
That's the one that hits M. Graham Clark Road at the very bottom down there before you go to the Lemonwood Circle.
Before Lemonwood.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. You guys want to see it on here? There's M. Graham Clark Road.
Okay.
There's some grass hills. Comes up, so you're hitting all these.
12 homes.
Yeah. Would you go all the way through to McMean, or would you stop at kind of where Edgewood Drive is?
Hillside Drive.
No, it would go all the way. It's a through road.
Okay, so you would go all the way to McMean? Okay.
Here it comes.
Why don't you pull it up on Beacon? That way we can see the houses and everything.
She can turn it there. Huh?
Huh? Well,
yeah.
His icons are missing.
Go down to the bottom. Yep, right there. Use it Hillcrest Place, you need to Hillcrest. Road or drive?
Oh, yep, one first place. Is it right here, Devin?
Yeah.
Just that connecting road?
No, here, go ahead and drag it. And now up and to the right. Now take your mouse up and to the right.
That's ours. Sorry.
It's all right. There you go. And now bring it to the right some. Keep going. Keep going. Okay, that's good. See where Lakewood comes down? That's Hillcrest that comes off of it and goes around. You guys have any questions on it?
It's what makes the circle long.
Yeah.
You're going to take it in from where it joins Lakewood and come around to...
Lakewood, around to...
McMean.
Crestview.
Crestview.
Yeah.
Just, you're going to stop at Crestview? You're not going to go on?
No.
To Hillcrest? Okay.
It would stop right here.
Okay.
The other area is not county
across the road. That's an overlap.
Okay. Then when you come to Crestview, there is this county. I can't. That's
Cedar,
county.
Cedarbrook is one y'all took in last year, and it goes back up to Crestview, up to Dr. Hill.
And Crestview's county.
Yes.
Okay.
That one there is the one we all took.
So they could just make a circle on the snow removal. And
move to enter into the county road system Hillcrest Drive.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
So on your papers it says Hillcrest Drive, and you say Chiefcrest.
Scheduled for
thank
rent.
You, gentlemen.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Branson Ventures Redevelopment Plan Proposal regarding Pledge of County Supplemental TIF Revenue.
Next schedule.
Does anyone want to come up and talk on this issue? Come on up.
Do you want to be in a microphone?
Yeah, come on up. Just if you just state your name.
Gail Meyer, 365 Whisper Ridge, Branson. I am the legislative chair of the Lodging Branson Lakes Area Lodging Association. On this particular issue, we actually released a press release, and I'm happy to get that to you if you'd like. But there's two things that stuck out to us. One is